This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Broadcasting live from the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center.
Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
Armstrong and Getty.
And now, here's Armstrong and Getty.
Stop by the bathroom to get some paper towels because I spilled coffee on my pants. I hate that.
No!
Live from Studio C.
C, senor.
A dimly lit room wearing deep within the bowels of the Armstrong and Getty Communications Compound. And today on Little Friday, we're under the tutelage of our general manager,
new NPR chief Catherine Mayer.
And why is she our general manager?
This woman is the distillation of every Orwellian nightmare you have ever had. She is an Ilsa She-Wolf of the SS, of the progressive left, put in a position of power to indoctrinate and influence minds, young and old, at a taxpayer-funded institution. This woman is pure distilled evil.
So are these clips of her talking coming out? Big finish now. Come on now. Some brass, man. Some brass. Pow, pow. So are these clips coming out of the woman who runs NPR right now just a coincidence that they're coming out at the same time as that guy? Like a whistleblower came forward? Or is that a cause and effect?
Not a coincidence at all. So Yuri Berliner wrote the brilliant essay explaining how NPR has become totally off the rails and become an activist progressive organization. 87 to nothing, lefties to conservatives in the capital of the country, for instance, and mentioned in a very subtle and classy way, it was pointed out to me, the new chief of NPR and her name and how he wishes her well and hopes that she can, you know, make some progress. Well, a thinker wrote, that's code in journalism. He name-checked her on purpose so that people would take a look. And sure enough, people have said, all right, who is this new woman that everybody's saying is running NPR and has some odd ideas? Let's find out. And so they've dug into her social media, her TED Talk, for instance, and realized this chick is a full-on cultist. She is a woke high priestess of the cult. Reminds me of Claudine Gay, who is the head of Harvard damned university and an utterly lightweight scholar. I mean, she had nothing to recommend her as a scholar except that she was a high priestess of the cult of progressivism.
Turned my own microphone off. So we're going to play a clip of this.
Censorship.
We're going to play a clip of this NPR CEO, but here's Peter Boghossian's response to it yesterday. And we've had Peter Boghossian on many times. He is part of the whole fake academic papers that embarrassed academia. You remember that whole thing? But anyway, he's fantastic. He's an anti-woke fighter. He said her speech, her TED talk, contains the blueprint for the end of every civilization. That's a pretty strong statement. From the person running,
hyperbole.
From the person currently running NPR.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
It's, and he also pointed out, I saw the same thing, it's delivered in a saccharine manner, but is the most toxic of screeds. If you think I'm being hyperbolic with my whole, the distillation of all that is evil, I'm not kidding.
Cool. Well, we will play that here at the bottom of the hour, and you can hear it. So that's damned interesting stuff. Hey, I just heard something on MSNBC as I was coming in the door. They were talking, somebody used the term, if Trump does jail time on this, he will blah, blah, blah. Is that a possibility? Is that even on the table as an option? Trump doing jail time over the Stormy Daniels thing?
Extraordinarily unlikely.
I haven't heard anybody else say that.
Yeah.
Well, it's like, is there a 0.1% chance or a 5% chance? Or
I couldn't tell you that.
I hadn't heard anybody even bring up on this particular thing the idea of him doing jail time.
Well, the idea of a conviction on one or more felonies and a sentence of jail time is, it's a bit of a stretch. I can't put a number on it, but it's not completely impossible. But the idea that an appeals court would say, yeah, go ahead and jail him pending the appeal of this novel and rather twisted legal theory at moments before he takes the White House, it's impossible.
Maybe he has to wear an ankle bracelet to all his rallies so they can keep track of him?
There would seriously be revolution in the streets if that happened.
Whoa.
And there probably should be.
Whoa. Right-wing talk show host calls for revolution.
No. Not really.
I didn't know jail time was a thing. I mean, I know it's a thing, but I didn't know it was a possibility for him in this case. Wow. Okay.
Yeah, it's not impossible.
Wow.
But again, it's all about the appeals. If you are convicted of something like this, and it's a twisted, convoluted case, and you immediately appeal, I do not see the appeals court saying, yeah, stick him in jail. It's just, it would be insane. Of course, look around you. The world's a little nutty these days. I don't know.
Things are getting weird, and they're getting weird fast.
Boy, Elon, sure right about that, buddy.
I just saw up on the TV, it's the 118th anniversary of the giant earthquake in San Francisco in 1906, which means it is the 18th anniversary of us doing the giant 100th anniversary show in San Francisco with Nancy Pelosi at our side.
That's right.
For most of the show. Were you with us then, Michael? We were sitting there at a table.
Oh, yeah.
Nancy Pelosi was sitting like hip to hip with me the whole show. That's back.
Good morning.
That's a different era, though. That was before everybody was, considered evil on the other side, and
hyperpolarization. Yeah,
it was just a different era.
Well, and it was funny because it was, the show was entirely about the earthquake,
right, and she was very pleasant.
And the history of it, and we were discussing that, and I remember distinctly looking at our, I think it was our email, and just a couple of people were like, what is the matter with you guys sitting right next to the enemy and not asking her the hard questions and going after her and all? I was like, we were talking about the earthquake. But that was the dawn of the hyper-partisan times.
Yeah, when I remember at the time, it didn't seem a bit odd that you'd have Nancy Pelosi on and talk to her for an hour about San Francisco and the earthquake and everything. Now?
Yeah,
no.
Yeah. It was an utterly apolitical discussion. So.
That does not happen anymore, ever, about anything.
Yeah.
Right. We should start the show officially. I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. On this, it is How Did It Already Get to Be Thursday, April the 18th, the year 2024. Life will not be a bore in 24. We're Armstrong and Getty. We approve this program.
Okay, let's begin then. Officially, according to FCC rules and regulations, here we go at Mark.
Well, it has to do with warmer than usual temperatures. We had a pretty mild winter, above average rainfall. And then when you get that late in the season snowstorm, that March snowstorm, it saturates the air. Saturates the ground. And then the ground doesn't freeze. So that's the jump start that the pollen needs to just go crazy.
That's an explanation of why allergies are worse than normal by a lot in certain parts of the country.
Yeah, the whole snowfall late obviously is not applicable to everybody, but everybody I talk to, including friends and relatives who live hither and yon, are talking about how bad their allergies are right now.
There ain't been no snowfall where I live in, like, since Nancy Pelosi was born.
If there is, run for your life.
So that ain't got nothing to do with the allergies, but they're bad. They're rough. I'm surprised that allergy medicine is pretty good. I'm surprised it's not great, like, has almost eliminated the problem good at this point.
Yeah, I just don't know how strong that would have to be biochemically. It might blind you or something.
I sure would not like to live without Flonase, though. Man, Flonase is a lifesaver for me.
Yeah, it's good. It's super effective. I found myself getting bloody noses, so I stopped using it several weeks ago.
Are you jamming it up there too hard?
Yeah.
Maybe you should just gently push it up there.
I put the whole bottle up there. You're not supposed to do that.
Oh, my God. How does mailbag look?
Oh, it's very good today. Very strong.
Maybe you got the wrong end of the Flonase bottle. You used the narrower end you put up your nose.
No, I push it up there. Until it compresses against my sinus enough to squirt.
Oh, geez.
Is that not what you're supposed to do?
Yeah, that reminds me of the one COVID test I got where they do the one where they went up and hit your brain pan.
Yes.
Luckily, they stopped doing that. Did you ever get the real COVID test, Michael?
No.
Oh, God, dang it. They did jab that. Oh, God. I remember the doctor saying when he did it to my son, who still talks about it, the doctor said, got brain.
Oh, nice. Yes, Katie, can we get an amen?
I had that done several times during COVID, and I actually asked the nurse. I was like, are you trying to steal my thoughts? What are you doing?
That's hilarious.
That's a good line. Yeah, I don't
tell you what, holding still during that was a real act of self-discipline.
I'm glad they moved away from that. Oh, wee.
Yes.
Did the technology change, or did they just realize we're not going to get any COVID tests during this pandemic? If we're stabbing people in the brain and everybody is afraid to get their test done. Seriously, I would have gotten like one COVID test instead of 100 over that 3-year period if I had to get my brain tickled every time.
An interesting question. I have no time to think about it. Signed, walking masked through restaurants, then sitting down unmasked and keeping schools closed when they were open all over the world.
All the protesters, pro-Hamas or pro-Palestinian protesters or whatever, the other night had N95 masks on. But I guess that's a cover your face but kind of get away with it thing?
Because you're a brave revolutionary. Yes.
Is it one of the universities? So you're not, because you're not allowed to wear, you weren't allowed to wear something over your face, but they can't stop you from wearing an N95 mask.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Boy, giant demonstration outside Columbia last night in New York. If you haven't seen the video on that and the fire and the flames and the chanting about Intifada chants in the United States of America. We got to talk about that. A lot on the way. Here's our text.
I believe the phrase I used yesterday was pissant would-be Che Guevara's. I stand by it.
That's a pretty good one. Are you trying to steal my thoughts? That is a funny line.
That is really funny.
Our text line is 415-295-KFTC.
Armstrong and Getty.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
We got to check in on what is going on in the House of Representatives. I think it's a really big deal, and not the never-ending conversation about will he be booted out, because they all like the drama of that. The actual legislation. Are we going to fund Ukraine? Are we going to fund Taiwan and Israel and all this different sort of stuff? That's the important question, not the does he get booted out. But anyway, Mike Johnson yesterday decided to just go with, you know what, whatever happens, happens. And he said, I'm a child of the 80s and a Ronald Reagan fan, and we need to blah, blah, blah. He just decided to go all in, it would seem. On the same day, the Secretary of State gave a big speech about the importance of pushing back against Russia and the message it sends the world. And we'll see what happens today.
It's a divided country, no doubt. Here's your freedom-loving quote of the day. It's an absolute classic. Frank sent it along. He said it's probably a little long, but what the heck? We always have time for it. It's from Lord Woodhouselee, also known as Alexander Fraser Tyler, from back in the 1700s. A democracy cannot exist as a permanent form of government. It can only exist until the voters discover they can vote themselves largesse from the public treasury. From that moment on, the majority always votes for the candidates promising the most benefits from the public treasury, with the result that a democracy always collapses over loose fiscal policy, always followed by a dictatorship. Then he goes into a bit of history. These nations have progressed through the sequence, from bondage to spiritual faith, from spiritual faith to great courage, from courage to liberty, from liberty to abundance, from abundance to selfishness, from selfishness to apathy, from apathy to dependence, from dependence back into bondage.
So where are we right now? Somewhere between apathy and dependence?
Yes. Yeah, I would say so. Yeah, we've certainly progressed past selfishness to apathy. Yeah, apathy to dependence. I think you nailed it. Yep.
Baby boomers were the selfish, and we moved into the apathy. Now we're headed into the dependence. Yep, there you go. That sounds about right.
That's pretty accurate.
I think that's absolutely right. And I was thinking about this last night when I went to bed for some reason, about how there's a shelf life to these things. And there just is, always has been, probably always will be. And it's so depressing, really freaking depressing.
Unless you consider the following, this is your cheer you up note. During every one of those stages, smart people, energetic people, well, I'm not very energetic, so let's just go with smart. Smart and semi-energetic people have found ways to craft happy, productive lives. It just gets a little tougher.
Well, yeah.
What, in the words of the old bluesman, what is you gonna do?
Right. I understand if you're going to focus on you and yours, but kind of like the whole thing to last for a while. But
well, I kind of wanted a pony for Christmas. All right? Wake up! Grow up! Mailbag.
Oh, jeez.
Drop us a note, mailbag at armstrongandgetty.com when convenient. I had a screed yesterday. I unleashed a screed about how the internet fertilizes stupidity. I never would have thought of it again as long as I lived, except several emailers have brought it up.
That is pretty good. I forgot it already myself.
Yeah, Rich says Joe's book about the internet fertilizing stupidity.
Well,
he says true, but it's not fertilizing women.
Whoa.
Hence the low birth rates. That could be an angle on my book, Rich. I'll give you full credit. Thanks, bud.
The internet fertilizes stupidity might be your best quote ever.
And I forgot I said it. Anyway, Mark in Stanton writes, gents, regarding the MSNBC reporter and the other media chuckleheads describing our Marjorie Taylor Greene as the most conservative Republican in the House.
Whatever.
Which is an absurd description. I think a better description was inadvertently coined earlier in the show by Joe. You might say Marjorie Taylor Greene is a grandstanding moron, quote, fertilizing stupidity in her caucus. Judging by the Republican caucus actions lately, this is producing a bumper crop of dysfunction and asininity. The sun is a mighty powerful eat, Mark and Stanton.
Well, and one of the reasons...
I love that as a sign-off, by the way, Mark.
One of the reasons I hate the so much is portraying a variety of things as conservative is it comes from the liberal media. They want conservative to have a stench to it. But there's nothing conservative about Marjorie Taylor Greene or Matt Gaetz. They're not extra conservative as they're portrayed in the media. That's not what they are.
I would have to work for a while to come up with a term for exactly what they are. More like Trumpy is not bad.
Well, I don't think you would turn to political science for a label for them, though.
Correct. Oh, no. You would turn to Marshall McLuhan. Was that the name of the guy who coined the media as the message and just the postmodern media world whipping up interest and fervor and clicks and that sort of thing? We're out of time already. I've got a lot of great stuff here, Michael.
We got, a lot more a show to go, if I understand correctly.
As we move into the summer, Michael, we've got to have the sun is a mighty powerful heat available.
Right.
As a clip, all right? Got to be top of mind.
That is one of the all-time best. Wait till you hear what the new NPR CEO has to say, among other things on the way.
Armstrong and Getty.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
There is some serious House drama going on right now. I mean, the House of Representatives and not the who's going to be Speaker voting them out. God dang it. I hate that the media gets so into the gossipy part of stuff and not the important world-altering part of the stories, which we'll talk about later.
That's because all they get is who's up, who's down. They don't understand the issues. They have no interest in them. Yeah, we will get into that. Yes, we're aware that Joe Biden says his uncle was eaten by cannibals. We'll be discussing that as well. But first, this is extraordinary. We quoted Peter Boghossian earlier, the great writer and thinker, who said, "This is an absolutely extraordinary clip. Delivered in a saccharine manner, it is the most toxic of screeds. It contains a blueprint for the end of every civilization." Now, a man that serious, if you don't know Peter's work, he's a brilliant guy and utterly sober in what he writes. For him
he's one of those people that put his money where his mouth is he had to leave his profession to stand by his beliefs at the university there in Oregon, in Portland.
Portland State, I think. He's a highly principled man, in short. But to say that what you're about to hear contains a blueprint for the end of every civilization is obviously a rather strong statement. It will be delivered by the attractive, blonde-headed high priestess of the woke cult, Catherine Maher, who is the new NPR chief. You may have heard about in recent days. She is name-checked in Yuri Berliner's essay about the woke madness going on in NPR, which led him to be suspended and then resigned, which I have a feeling he was planning to do anyway. But this is a TED Talk she delivered not terribly long ago. I don't have the date, and I don't think it really matters. Look at her social media history shows that she is a dyed-in-the-wool, self-hating, white, upper-class woman who is just utterly indoctrinated into the neo-Marxist woke philosophy.
Grew up Connecticut, where this sort of thing comes from, and went to NYU. You know, that sort of person.
Oh, yeah. She's, as the cliche goes, straight out of Central Casting. This is a 2 minute and 10, I'm sorry, yeah, 2 minute, 10-second clip. We beg of you, concentrate a little bit. Listen to what she's saying, the manner in which she's saying it. I don't want to give away too much. Why don't we just go ahead and roll it, Michael? Catherine Maher.
The hard things, the places where we are prone to disagreement, say politics and religion. Well, as it turns out, not only does Wikipedia's model work there, it actually works really well. Because in our normal lives, these contentious conversations tend to erupt over disagreement about what the truth actually is. But the people who write these articles, they're not focused on the truth. They're focused on something else, which is the best of what we can know right now. And after 7 years of working with these brilliant folks, I've come to believe that they are onto something, that perhaps for our most tricky disagreements, seeking the truth and seeking to convince others of the truth might not be the right place to start. In fact, our reverence for the truth might be a distraction that's getting in the way of finding common ground and getting things done. Now, that is not to say that the truth doesn't exist, nor is it to say that the truth isn't important. Clearly, the search for the truth has led us to do great things, to learn great things. But I think if I were to really ask you to think about this, one of the things that we could all acknowledge is that part of the reason we have such glorious chronicles to the human experience and all forms of culture is because we acknowledge there are many different truths. And so in the spirit of that, I'm certain that the truth exists for you and probably for the person sitting next to you. But this may not be the same truth. This is because the truth of the matter is very often, for many people, what happens when we merge facts about the world with our beliefs about the world. So we all have different truths. They're based on things like where we come from, how we were raised, and how other people perceive us.
All right, so, again, delivered in a very calm and saccharine manner, essentially confirming that there is such a thing as truth, but then denying that there is such a thing as truth.
She had to barely tip her cap toward the fact that there is something called the truth that is handy in certain segments. I think she's, like, referring to, like, you know, figuring out a polio vaccine is fine. Right. But when it comes to these major disagreements we have, her quote there of our reverences for the truth might be a distraction, getting in the way of finding common ground and getting things done. What the hell does that mean?
I will tell you precisely what that means. What a great illustration of the neo-Marxist or woke philosophy. We insist that there is no objective truth. And that everybody has their own truth. But then when it comes time, crunch time, there's only one your own truth that is accepted, and that's the progressive truth. Anybody else is racist, sexist, misogynist, white supremacist, transphobic, Islamophobic, etc. They cry out for diversity. This woman, I guarantee you, has had the word diversity come out of her mouth thousands of times in her lifetime. And at NPR's headquarters in Washington, D.C., there are 87 registered Democrats and zero Republicans. At that temple of diversity, diversity means more of us and fewer of you.
Yeah, she got her bachelor's degree from NYU in Middle Eastern and Islamic studies. So she's, you know, really multicultural, multi-worldy. It reminds me of the whole, the reason censorship doesn't work is because who's going to decide what's censorship or not? It's basically that. She is saying there are people like me, and like really smart people, really wise people that can determine what's the best truth to go with to bring us together in controversial issues. An example would be, and this is what the whistleblower was talking about, the Hunter Biden laptop. So they decided at NPR, the best truth for America on this is to deny this, just ignore this story. Because yes, that's the truth that I think is the best. We've decided there might be some dumb people out there that don't understand why that this is the best approach. But the best approach, so it's just, you know, it's basically the censorship argument.
Well, I think you're 100% right. She has declared herself and her fellow, you know, beings who float above us to be who is in charge of what will be heard and what will be considered the truth. I'm reminded of a couple of great quotes from Orwell. In a time of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. She has just declared that seeking the truth is dangerous and counterproductive. Wow, straight out of Orwell. And then the party told you to reject the evidence of your eyes and ears. It was their final, most essential command. I will tell you what truth is, says the pretty blonde lady in her saccharine tones.
Yeah, who was born the year I graduated high school. For some reason, I find that highly troubling. That she is in charge of NPR and with this attitude. This is a quote straight out of Orwell, which was like designed to be over the top to really get people's attention. And here she's saying things that could, our reverence for the truth is a distraction from getting things done. That's amazing.
It's like I'm still asleep and I'm living in one of Orwell's novels. I mean, it's not Orwellian. It's like plagiarizing him. I mean, the estate ought to get money from this chick because she's just echoing the words of the various evildoers in Orwell's novel.
So the whistleblower who got so much attention early in the week and is now gone from NPR. What was their reason for why they suspended him before he quit?
He wrote for another publication without permission.
Oh, okay. So when he came forward and said, look, NPR is off the rails. I've been here for 25 years. So had he like listened to her say some of these things and thought, holy S, is that what happened?
Yeah, well, two things. She is the new CEO. So some of the stuff we've discussed happened before she was brought on.
Wow. So she might be further down the road from what 100%. he revolted against.
Right, exactly. That's why he revolted. And again, it was very, very subtle. The last paragraph of his screed for the Free Press, Barry Weiss's fabulous Substack, was saying, I hope our new CEO, Catherine Marr, can endure the challenges and bring us to a better. He was saying, hey, everybody, take a look at this chick. So, yeah, he saw terrible, terrible problems and a perversion of journalism, then thought, who's this new person who's brought in to fix things? And found out she was, as I described her earlier, an absolute high priestess of the cult of progressivism. And he thought, oh, no. And he went public, to his eternal credit.
By the way, this clip came to my attention on Twitter because it was tweeted out by Vivek Ramaswamy. So interesting. But Peter Boghossian, who I've quoted several times already this hour, because he's just such a great intellectual warrior, it contains a blueprint for the end of every civilization. That is not overstated, but what a comment. Of course it is. That is That is Cultural Revolution stuff. That is Lenin-Stalin stuff. The truth is getting the way of what needs to be done.
Wow, well summarized. Yeah, that's good. Woo. Alex Berenson was coming, and he was well on Twitter. He says, she really is the high midwit to end all high midwits. The term midwit is new to me. I have a feeling it means...
I don't know what it means.
a pseudo-intellectual who is without wisdom? I don't know.
Are you a nitwit with a good vocabulary? Is that what a midwit is?
I don't know. I love the term. I just need to get to the bottom of what it means. Anyway, he writes, turns out when Orwell talked about a boot stamping on a human face forever, he was talking about a cute pair of Uggs worn by a virtue-signaling woke careerist without an original thought in her head. God help us. Orwell didn't quite... and then Eric Schwartz responded, Orwell didn't quite predict the Uggs, but he foresaw the rest of it. And he mentions a famous line from 1984. Every time I bring this up, I say, I love and value women, and a world without the influence of women would be an awful world, and I can't imagine it. But he foresaw the rest of it. Quote, it was always the women, and above all the young ones, who were the most bigoted adherents of the party, the swallowers of slogans, the amateur spies and nosers, out of unorthodoxy. In other words, hunting down anybody who is an unbeliever. This woman is pure distilled evil. And I'm not trying to be hyperbolic. I don't think she has the power and influence to move the ball down the field very far. But she is absolutely a distillation, again, of this philosophy and the evil it intends to do.
I actually wish I could play this for some. I'm thinking of a few people I know who are, you know, giant NPR fans, lean that direction. I would like to play it for them and just see. So do they listen to that and say, oh, my God? Or would they listen and say, so what's the big deal? I don't actually know.
On a lighter note, Matt Taibbi went through this Catherine Mars social media feeds through the years and found it was what you might expect. I mean, just absolutely DEI orgasm. But then he thought, boy, she not only does she talk like the fabulously hilarious parody account of Titania McGrath that a lot of you are familiar with, she even looks like the avatar for Titania McGrath. But then it occurred to him, well, let's, because he'd done a going through the year of holidays with Catherine Marr. Every damn holiday, her tweet is about, for instance, Thanksgiving. Made it through dinner, zero turkeys sacrificed to the racist uncles.
Really? Like, that's her actual tweet?
Yes.
Wow.
Every holiday is crap like that. And I have the whole list.
I want to hear that.
Oh, yeah. And then he compared it to Titania McGrath. And the parody is indistinguishable from the reality.
Wow. Yeah, I actually thought, well, it was because she's only 41. I thought, I wonder what the younger version of her was like before she got settled down a little bit. I mean, good Lord, what was the NYU version of her when she was, you know, 21? Woo. We got to talk more about that. That is wild. We got Katie's headlines on the way. Text us any thoughts. 415-295-KFTC.
Armstrong and Getty.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of,
a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
I am never going to get tired of Tom Petty songs. It's clearly true.
Agreed.
Or my kids, for that matter.
You're not going to get tired of your kids? There are moments I was sure tired of mine. Am I a bad dad?
That's funny.
Perhaps I misunderstood. Hey, let's figure out who's reporting what. It's the lead story with Katie Green. Katie.
Thank you, guys. From ABC News, Israel aborted strikes against Iran two nights this week.
I thought that was a damned interesting story. So they almost pulled the trigger on attacking Iran twice and backed off. What? I would love to know more about that decision-making process.
Politics? Logistics? Who can say?
NBC News. USC decision to cancel Muslim valedictorian speech further inflames tensions on campus.
That's what we need. Further inflaming.
I need to extend and amend my comments made yesterday on this topic, Mr. Chairman. We'll look forward to doing that. It's a fairly thorny issue.
From the New York Times, House moves towards bundling TikTok bill with aid to Ukraine and Israel.
Wow. They're putting the TikTok thing in there? I didn't realize that.
Bundling, unbundling, and bundling again.
From Fox News, Biden claims uncle vanished after crashing in area of New Guinea with cannibals. Yeah. Military has different story.
So his uncle was eaten by cannibals?
Yeah, that's what he claims. That's part of it. And his ever-changing descriptions of his uncle and his experiences and all, it's a lot like his description of his own college education. It's a work in progress.
They put him in a boil, in a big pot, and boiled him. No joke.
Come on.
From Business Insider, a woman in Brazil was arrested after she seemingly attempted to get a dead body in a wheelchair to sign for a bank loan.
Oh, wow. Just grab her arm and move it around. There we go. Thank you. Good job, Grandma.
Well, somebody saw her and started videoing her, and the thing went viral yesterday.
I want to see that video.
Oh, unfortunate.
From the New York Post, Larry David's mom wrote New York Post columnist concerned that the comedian, then 12, hates people.
Oh, so it was like a Dear Eloise column or whatever.
That's funny. I've got a kid
That's
like that.
That's hilarious.
And finally, the Babylon Bee. Oops, Columbia University president accidentally gives Nazi salute when being sworn in for congressional testimony.
We got to go big on Columbia. The demonstration outside of Columbia is scary. That is going on in the United States. All the Intifada chanting. Wow.
Yeah, it was pointed out that Dwight Eisenhower, who spent a great deal of time and energy making sure people knew about the Holocaust because he knew they would either forget it or deny it, so he had people document it, tour the camps thoroughly. He was the president of Columbia after World War II.
Did not know that.
And the terrible irony of that being the hotbed of anti-Semitism in America is a shame.
You learn something every day.
Or you ought to, anyway.
Armstrong and Getty.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.